This year's Nahoku Hanohano Song of the Year is Ku Ha'aheo e Ku'u Hawaii, performed by over three dozen of Hawaii's finest musicians. It's a project by Hawaiian educational content creator Kanai Okana. Ryan Gonzo Gonzalez is a digital artist, musician, and director-producer with Kanai Okana. He'll explain how this performance of Ku Ha'aheo emerged to win Song of the Year and Hawaiian Music Video of the Year. Gonzo says the project is rooted in the way Kanai Okana works.
Kanai Okana is an entity, a network of 70-plus schools, organizations, and institutions that are committed to Aloha Aina. And they do that mostly through Hawaiian language, culture, and Aina-based education. And then my department, Ke Alawi Kua Mo'o, which is housed within Kamehameha Schools, supports all of the network. I sit under Keha Obad, who's actually my boss, and we follow the direction and lead of what these leaders in the communities want. It's kind of a really unique setup so that there's a lot of collaboration that happens, and we kind of just amplify and empower what's happening on the ground in the communities.
So what does that look like in terms of the content that you make available?
It runs broad spectrums. In the case of Ku Ha'aheo, which is Hina Lei Moana Wong's awesome song, I know it was written before the whole Mauna Kea thing, but it kind of got some legs through it. We take mele lahui, mele aloha aina, any vessel that can hold our stories and our messages and our perspectives and get it to a broader circle of people, we try and do that.
That kind of collaborative singing, song making style. And then the video that you made of the moment when you did it, I mean, the whole package is astonishing.
Yeah. First of all, I got to give credit to Na'alehu Anthony and the crew at OEV TV for having the foresight and the vision to actually record the video. When I was speaking with Zachary Lum and Chad Takatsugi, who are the producers of the album, and they did most of the legwork to put it together, I remember I was on the lava field. It was like day two, and there was all of this stuff that was happening, and I was on the phone, and they were like, we need to do something. You know how everybody at the Pu'u Honua, I'm not sure if you were able to make it up there or you heard stories about it, but everybody just kind of fit into a role, whether you were a cook, a lawyer, a teacher, an engineer, a janitor, a music maker. Everybody just wanted to plug in and figure out how to amplify what was happening. Yeah, you had some really good people at the helm, but you couldn't do it without everybody just plugging into place and falling into their sweet spot. When everybody thinks about aloha aina, or they think about, you know, what it is to be Hawaiian, there's these immediate visuals of I need to be in a lo'i or in a loko'i'a. My hands are physically dirty. Yes, that's part of it. But there's also so many other aloha aina that are in various aspects of life that might not ever get to be in a lo'i on a regular basis, but they do things because they're connected to this aloha aina movement, and they bring their skill set and their experiences to it.
Mm-hmm, right. So Ku Ha'aheo is musicians contributing in their way.
Yeah. So Kanai Okana's goal is really simple when you boil it down. It's about growing the next generations with an S of aloha aina leaders. We view social media, mele, or other vessels as just an extension of the classroom. And there's haumana, there's students that aren't only just like K through 12, but how can we make learning more accessible to a variety of people, whether you're Hawaiian or whether you're not? We're using the tools at our disposal today to reach Hawaiians and non-Hawaiians to get them to start having a relationship or connection to this idea of aloha aina and how it benefits and impacts their life.
Can you kind of give an introduction to somebody who's just first coming to the Kanai Okana website?
I mean, if you live here in Hawaii, or if you're going to come and have any kind of relationship to Hawaii, I think starting on a path to understand Hawaii, Hawaiians, its people, its culture, and its language, you can find all of that at kanaiokana.net. We're very active on social media at facebook.com/kanaiokana. We've got a YouTube, an Instagram. We don't have a TikTok yet, but we're thinking about it. You know, what you'll find there is just kind of an authentic and true on the ground, in the grass, in the lo'i, in the loko'i'a, in the courtrooms view of what's happening right now. Kanai Okana is really built upon the work of generations prior, and we're just trying to help lift that and bring that into new circles.
Gonzo Gonzalez with Kanai Okana, producer of this year's Nahoku Song of the Year, Ku Ha'aheo e Ku'u Hawaii by Hina Le Moana Wong. Ku Ha'aheo!